B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Sukkah Daf Mem Vav. We're going to start 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Hei Omid Beis. Says the Gemara, Omar of Yehuda Omar Shmuel. It was said in the name of Shmuel, Lulav Shiva. One makes a brocha, asher kitchonu b'mitzvoyso v'tzivonu al netilas lulav, on each of the 7 days of Sukkos. V'sukkah, yoyim echod. However, Shmuel understands that the mitzvah of the brocha for the sukkah, asher kitchonu b'mitzvoyso v'tzivonu leishiv b'sukkah, you only make once on the first day. My tamba, what would be the reason or source for that? Says the Gemara, lulav demafsuki leilois kiyomim. We've already learnt that lulav, you only take the lulav in the day, not in the night. So between one day and the next day, there's an interruption of a night which has no connection to lulav. It's exempt from lulav. You cannot be mekayim the mitzvah of lulav in the night. So every day is a day on its own, an entity on its own, and therefore you make a brocha every day. Kol yoyma mitzvah bapin nafshehu. Every day has its own mitzvah. It's disconnected from the day before's mitzvah. However, sukkah deloy mefsuka leilois miyomim. However, sukkah, as we learned, the mitzvah of sukkah is not only in the day, but also in the night. Kulo shiva kechad yoyim aricha domi. The entire 7 days of sukkahs is, so to speak, considered a single day. So it's one long mitzvah that spans 7 days of 24 hours each. Therefore, you make the bracha of leishiv basukkah once at the beginning, and that's the beginning of this long day called Sukkos, and that it suffices for the entire 7 days. That's what Shmuel's opinion was. V'rabbe bar chono omer b'yechanon. We're going to see now two different opinions as to what Rabbi Yechanon holds. According to Rabbe bar chono, Rabbi Yechanon holds sukkah shiva v'lulav yoyim echod. The opposite of what we saw from Rish Lakish, from Shmuel, that he holds that the sukkah, you make a bracha leishiv basukkah every single day. Lulav, however, you only make a bracha the first day. My tama, what would be the reason for that? Says the Gemara, sukkah doiraisa shiva. According to Rabbi Bar Bar Chona, you only make a bracha, Rabbi Yechanan holds, you only make a bracha on a mitzvah doiraisa, on a biblical requirement. So sukkah, that there's a mitzvah min ha-Torah, basukkah is teishu shivas yomim, every day is a biblical mitzvah, you make a bracha every day. Lulav derabonon, however, the mitzvah of lulav, which only the first day is a mitzvah min ha-Torah, but outside the Beis HaMikdash, on all the other 6 days, the mitzvah of lulav is only a derabonon, and therefore, sagilei b'chad yoyma, then therefore we make a bracha just on the first day, which is min ha-Torah. Ki also Ravin, Omer Rabbi Yechanon, when Ravin came to Bavel, he said in the name of Rabbi Yechanon, Echod zeh v'echod zeh shiva. Also leishiv basukkah, you make all 7 days, and also al netilas lulav, you do all 7 days. And that's the third opinion. Omer Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says, Nekoit de Rabbi Bar Bar Chono b'yobtcha. Hold the opinion of Rabbi Bar Bar Chono in the name of Rabbi Yechanon, that sukkah, you make a bracha every day because it's min ha-Torah every day. Lulav, you make a bracha just the first day because it's min ha-Torah just the first day. Why? Dekulu amayroi kaimu kavosei besukkah. Because as far as sukkah is concerned, that means Rav Yosef, who was talking about, who said, take Rabbi Bar Bar Chona's opinion in your hand, is referring primarily to sukkah, not necessarily to lulav. That regarding sukkah, that Rabbi Yechanon says that you make the bracha of leishiv basukkah every day, then Rav Yosef says that's the halacha. Because all opinions in the name of Rabbi Yechanon, also Ravin, and also Rabbi Bar Bar Chona, they both agreed that Rabbi Yechanon held that you make a bracha of leishiv basukkah every day. They argued whether you make the bracha of al netilas lulav every day. According to Rabbi Bar Bar Chona, you only make the bracha of al netilas lulav on the first day. According to Ravin, in the name of Rabbi Yechanon, you do it every day. But as far as sukkah is concerned, there was no machlekas as to what Rabbi Yechanon holds. Says the Gemara, Meisvei, we're going to now ask a contradiction, a question. Ha'oise, in the Braisa says at Tosefta that ha'oise lulav le'atzmoi. If somebody prepares a lulav for himself, now why it says le'atzmoi, and Rashi and Tosfos both assume that it's only if you're doing it for yourself, not if you're doing it for somebody else, Tosfos discusses that a little bit. But the Braisa says if somebody is preparing a lulav for themselves, then whilst preparing the lulav that was typically done on Erev Sukkos, because making a knot to tie the lulav is not something you can do on Yom Tov. What bracha do you make? Omer, Baruch Shechayonu, we thank Hashem for giving us the life, she's kept us alive, v'kiyimonu, and has sustained us, v'kiyonu, and brought us l'zman hazeh. This is a bracha that we famously know as Shechayonu. Not lulotzis, boy. When he takes the lulav on the first day of Sukkot in order to do the mitzvah of lulav, then you make the bracha Omer Baruch Asher Kitchonu B'mitzvoso V'tzivonu Al Matilas Lulav. And obviously the Gemara just has a short version, Baruch Asher Kitchonu, but the full text we all know, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Kitchonu, etc. V'aval Pisha Birich Olav Yom Rishon. It says explicitly in the Braisa that even though you made the bracha on the lulav on the first day, chayzer umavorech kol shiva, you make a bracha on the lulav every single day. That's the first part of the Braisa. So one thing we see clear so far is that regarding lulav, you make a bracha every single day. Ha'oseh sukkah la'atzmo, somebody who builds himself a sukkah, oimir baruch shekhiyonu v'kiyimonu v'chulu. He makes the bracha of Shechiyonu when building the sukkah. Nichnas leishivba, when he goes into the sukkah on the first night of sukkahs to do the mitzvah of sukkah, oimir asher kichonu b'mitzvoisov v'tzivonu leishiv basukkah, then he makes the bracha of leishiv basukkah. The Braisa continues, kiven shebirich yoim echod, once you made the bracha of leishiv basukkah on the first day, shuv einim mevorich, he doesn't make the bracha anymore, he only makes the bracha of leishiv basukkah on the first day. Now, which opinion does that seem to follow from the opinions we saw before? It seems to follow what Shmuel says, that lulav you make a bracha every day, and sukkah just one day. And this is, and as far as Rabbi Yochanan is concerned, Rabbi Yochanan now has an issue with this braisa. So kashya lulav alulav, then we have one contradiction that according to Rabbi Bar Bar Chona, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, says that lulav you only make a bracha one day. In this braisa it says you make a bracha of netilas lulav every day. According to Ravin, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, lulav is not an issue because even Rabbi Yochanan says echod zeh ve'echod zeh shiva. And as far as sukkah is concerned, then both, according to Rabbi Bar Bar Chona and Ravin, both maintain that according to Rabbi Yochanan, sukkah you make a bracha every day. Here the braisa says that sukkah you only make the bracha on the first day. So kashya lulav alulav, seems to be a contradiction or a question from the braisa against Rabbi Yochanan regarding lulav according to Rabbi Bar Bar Chona, and kashya sukkah asukkah, and there seems to be a question from this braisa against Rabbi Yochanan regarding sukkah. This answers the Gemara Bishlei, melulav alulav loy kashya, the lulav contradiction we can answer, kan bizman she beis hamikdosh kaim, kan bizman she in beis hamikdosh kaim. In the beis hamikdosh there was a mitzvah, min ha-tayrah, to take lulav every day. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you would, in the Beis HaMikdash, you'd make a bracha of Al Netilas Lulav every day. However, not in the Beis HaMikdash. Nowadays, after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, where the Chiyuv outside the Beis HaMikdash, for the 6 days after the first day, are only Midrabanon, Zeichar LeMikdash. And therefore, since it's only Drabanon, you don't make a bracha every day. And therefore, we've had a good answer for Rabbi Yochanan. Elo sukkah asukkah kashya. The contradiction with sukkah is an issue. The Rabbi Yochanan says, according to all opinions, you make the bracha of leishiv basukkah every day. And the Braisa says that regarding sukkah, kivan shebirich yom rishon, shuveinu mevorich. Answers the Gemara, you're right, there is a braisa against Rabbi Yochanan, but there's another braisa that seems to say, like Rabbi Yochanan, it's a machlekes tanoim, and Rabbi Yochanan has every right to rule like one Tana over a different Tana. Tanoihi, the Tani we learned in another braisa, in Menachos, tefillin. And this time this is regarding putting on tefillin. We know that the minimum requirement of tefillin is once a day. In the morning for Shachris, we put on tefillin. Tefillin kol zman shemanichin. The braisa says that every time you put on tefillin, if you take off your tefillin and then put it back on, off, on, every time you put your tefillin on, mevorech aleihem, you make a brach of laniach tefillin, well, mitzvah tefillin, whichever brachas you make. Divir Rebbe, that's the opinion of Rebbe. That means even though it's every day is just one day, and you're required, there's a minimum requirement every day, but if you put it on a number of times in one day, you make a bracha every time. And this sounds similar to sukkah being a one long day, as we said before. The Gemara said before that the Gemara used that term in Shmuel, but since the sukkah in the night is a requirement just like the day. So the 7 days are a one long day of a single chiyuv of sukkah. And according to Shmuel, you therefore only make one bracha at the beginning. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Rabbi Yochanan says since it's every day is a chiyuv min ha-Torah, 7 days is a chiyuv to sit in the sukkah, you make a bracha every day. So Rabbi said that even though tefillin, it's we're talking about a number of times that you're doing tefillin in one day, you make a bracha every time. The Chachomim say, "Inu mevorich elo shachris bilvad." The Chachomim say, since it's one chiyuv per day and you've done it in the morning, you would not make a bracha again. So when Rabbi Yochanan said that for sukkah you make a bracha shiva for all 7 days, even though it's like a one long day, he's obviously following Rabbi's opinion, and that's okay. The other brisa that we saw that says that sukkah, you only make a bracha of leishiva sukkah once, is obviously following the chachomim of that brisa. Continues the Gemara, Itmar. Abaya Omar Hilcha Sukkah Rebbe. Abaya says that locha is Rebbe, that as far as tefillin is concerned, you make a bracha every time you put on tefillin. V'rova Omar Hilcha Sukkah Rabbonon. Rava says no, the locha is like the chachomim, and you only make a bracha on tefillin once a day. Omar of Mary, Barod Bas Shmuel. Rav Meri, the son of the daughter of Shmuel, maintained, Chazino le Rava, even though Rava said the halacha was like the Chachomim, and you only make a bracha once, and we saw that Rava, the Loyovid Kishmaitzi, he didn't do like he said, and he actually followed Rebbe, and every time he put on tefillin during the day, he made a new bracha. Elo Makdim Vakoi, he would get up, he would stand and take the tefillin. He would get up in the morning before taking tefillin. He would go to relieve himself in the Beis HaKiseh. He would come out and wash his hands and put on tefillin and make the bracha of tefillin. And when he needed to relieve himself again during the day, he would go to the Beis HaKiseh and then come out, umoshi yodi and wash his hands, umonach tefillin and put on his tefillin again, umavarich, and again he would make a bracha. So you see that even though Rava maintained halacha was like the Rabbanon, in practice he did what Rebbe did, and that was make a bracha every time he put on tefillin. Vananami karebi of dinon. And we follow, this is Rav Meri saying that we also follow Rebbe, because you see here that Abaya ruled explicitly like Rebbe, Rava practiced like Rebbe, and therefore Rav Meri said that we do like Rebbe, umavorchin kol shiva. And in the same way as with tefillin, according to Rebbe, you make the bracha of tefillin a number of times during the day, so too regarding the mitzvah of sukkah, even though it's one long mitzvah, you make of 7 days, you make a bracha of leishiva sukkah every day independently. Omar Marzutra, Chazina Leiler of Poppy, we saw of Poppy, the Kol Emas de Monach Tfilin, Mavarich. That every time he would put on Tfilin, he would make the bracha again. As we saw before, that was the opinion of Rebbe. Rabbonon de Bey Ravashi, however, the Chachomim in the Beis Medrash of Ravashi, Kol Emas de Meshamshibu Mavarchi, not only every time they would remove the Tfilin and put the Tfilin on, but every time they would touch the Tfilin and move the Tfilin around, they would also make a bracha, because the Gemara says, we learned this in Yuma, that one has to be constantly, consciously aware of the tefillin, and one did this by touching the tefillin from time to time, and according to the Rabbanon de Beir of Ashi, every time they touched the tefillin, they would make another bracha, even though it was a number of times during the day. And this seems to follow what Rebbe said before, that with tefillin, that you make a bracha more than once a day, and then we say the same as with sukkah, that you make a bracha more than once a day. More than once over sukkahs. That means every day you make a new bracha. Omer of Yudah Omer Shmuel. Mitzvahs lulav kol shiva. It was said in the name of Shmuel that you make a bracha on lulav every day. And this was the opinion that we saw before in the name of Shmuel that lulav is shiva. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Omer. Shua ben Levi says, Yoim Rishoin mitzvahs lulav. On the first day where the mitzvah of lulav is minatayra, You say a bracha of al netilas lulav just on the first day, and this was following what Rabbi Bar Chana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Mikan ve'elach, the other 6 days of Sukkot, mitzvah zakenim, it's only a mitzvah according to the Rabbanon, it's a rabbinical mitzvah, and therefore you do not make the bracha of netilas lulav after the first day. Rabbi Yitzchok Omar. Rabbi Yitzchok says, Kol Yoima Mitzvas Zekenim, that every single day is only a Durabonon, and therefore you don't make a bracha of Al-Natilas Lulav even on the first day. Asks the Gemara, Vafilu Yom Rishon? Are you maintaining, can it really be that Rabbi Yitzchok is saying that on the first day of Sukkos there's no mitzvah min HaTorah to take the lulav? V'kayim alon Yom Rishon Deraisa. We all know, and that's the halacha, the first day of Sukkos, the mitzvah of lulav, even outside the Beis HaMikdosh, was min HaTorah. Says the Gemara, Eima, what you should read into Rabbi Yitzchok is Bar Yom Rishon. That what he actually said is not Afilu Yom Rishon, even the first day is the Rabbonon. What he said was, except for the first day, besides for the first day, which is Min HaTorah. The problem with that is, in which case he's dittoing what Rabbi Shua ben Levi said. Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, Yom Rishon Mitzvahs Lulav Mikan Velich Mitzvahs Kenim. Rabbi Yitzchok is saying, Bar Yom Rishon. He's just repeating what Rabbi Shua ben Levi said. Ihoch Yehainu Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Answers the Gemara, Eima, what you have to read in the Braisa is, V'chein Omar Rabbi Yitzchok. After the Braisa brings Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the Braisa says, V'chein Omar Rabbi Yitzchok. Rabbi Yitzchok says the same as Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the first day is Min HaTorah, you make a brach of Netilas Lulav, for the second day and on is only Durabonon, you don't make a brach of Netilas Lulav. Says the Gemara, V'af Rav, Sovar Lo, that Kol Shiva Mitzvahs Lulav. Rav also holds like Shmuel that one makes a bracha of Al Netilas Lulav every single day, not just the first day. Da'omer b'chia bar Ashi Omar Rav. Rav didn't actually say this explicitly according to this version of the Gemara. We deduce it from something else that Rav said. Because what did Rav say? Rav was actually talking about the mitzvah of Chanukah. A mitzvah of lighting Chanukah candles is only midirabonon. And Rav said, Amadlik ner Chanukah. Somebody who lights the Chanukah candles on Chanukah, tzarech levarich, needs to make a bracha. So you see that even on rabbinical mitzvahs you make a bracha. And if you make a bracha near Chanukah, there's no reason not to make a bracha on all the days of Sukkos, not only the first day. So from here, we can deduce that since Rav Chiya said in the name of Rav, you make a bracha on Chanukah candles, we assume you make a bracha every day on Lulav, and that's the same as what Shmuel said. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Omar. Rabbi Yirmiyahu said that Haroya Nir, and we're just digressing now to the halachas of Chanukah candles. Rabbi Yirmiyahu said Haroya Nir Shel Chanukah. Somebody who's not lighting Chanukah candles himself, and he's going in the street and he sees somebody else's Chanukah candles, the first candles he sees, he has to make a bracha. Tzorich levarich. May mevarich. What bracha does he make for seeing somebody else's candles? Omar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, Yom Rishon on the first day, Hamadlik. And this is like a summary of all the halachas. That Hamadlik, if you light candles yourself on the first day of Chanukah, Mavarich Sholosh, you make three brachas. Haroya, if you just see the candles and you don't light them yourselves, then Mavarich Shtayim, then on seeing the candles, somebody else's candles, you make two brachas. Mikan Ve'elach, all the days from the second day of Chanukah and on, Madlik Mavarich Shtayim, if you actually light the Chanukah candles yourself, you make two brachas. V'roya, but if you just see the Chanukah candles, Mavarich Achas, you only make one bracha. Umay Mavarich, what bracha do you make for actually lighting it yourself? Says the Gemara, Baruch Asher Kachanu B'mitzvah Yisubitzvonu, Lahadlik Ner Chanukah, the bracha of Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. The question is, how can you say V'tzivonu? Because the bracha says, Asher Kitchonu B'mitzvahis of the Hashem, we're grateful, we're thankful that you sanctified us with your mitzvahs, and you commanded us to light the Chanukah candles. V'heichon tzivonu? Where did the Torah command us to light Chanukah candles? It's only a rabbinical requirement. And the same would apply for Lulav on the second day and on. How can you say V'tzivonu according to Shmuel that you make a bracha every day on Lulav, and the same would be according to Ravin in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, you make a bracha on Lulav every day. How can you say V'tzivonu? Where did Hashem command us? Answers the Gemara, Miloi Sosor. It's an explicit pasuk in the Torah that says don't deviate from what the Chachomim tell you. And if the Chachomim told you to light Chanukah candles, that's what you have to do. Rav Nachman ben Yitzchok Omar brings a different pasuk, that says, She'al ovicho v'yageidcho zekinecho v'yoymru loch, ask your father, he'll tell you, your elders will teach you, follow what your fathers and elders are teaching you. And in brackets now, Mayim emayit, which bracha do you not say from the second day of Chanukah and on? Zman, the bracha of Shechiyonu, you only say once at the beginning of Chanukah. Eim emayit nes, Asks the Gemara, who told you? Maybe it's the bracha of she'osu nisim laviseinu is the one that you don't say from the second day. Says the Gemara, no. Nes kol yeme isya. The miracle of the Chanukah candles was every day. There's no reason not to say she'osu nisim laviseinu. But the Shechiyonu, which is a bracha on having arrived at this new period, a new season in the year called Chanukah, that you do the first time only. Continues the Gemara. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok masni lo behedya. So what we saw before was that we assume that Rav says you make a bracha on lulav every day, because if he says you make a bracha on Chanukah, which is Drabonon, you also make a bracha on lulav, which is, even though it's Drabonon. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok says, I heard it explicitly from Rav, or in the name of Rav. Behedya, Omar Rav, kol shiva mitzvas lulav. You make the bracha on mitzvonu al mitzvas lulav, al netilas lulav, every single day, even on the days which are only Drabonon. Continues the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon. And we saw at the top of the Amud, a person who builds himself a sukkah, he makes the bracha of Shechionu when he's building the sukkah. When the time comes to actually go into the sukkah, to do the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah, and he makes the bracha of in the case of sukkah, of a tzivonu of leishiv basukkah. If the sukkah was standing and he didn't actually have to do something to build the sukkah, then if you can change something, you can renew something in the sukkah, then mavorich, then you can say shechionu when you renew the sukkah. Imlav, if there's nothing to be done in the sukkah, then lukashayikonis, when you go into the sukkah to be mekayim the mitzvah sukkah on sukkahs, lukashayikonis leishiv ba, then mavorich shtayim, then you make the two brachas, also leishiv basuka and also shechionu. Omer of Ashi, chazino leilu Rav Kahana, deka omaluhu lekulhu akasot dekdusha. Rav Ashi says that we observed Rav Kahana, and we saw that Rav Kahana actually made shechionu when making kiddush the first night of Sukkot, which means that's the custom that we follow as well, that you don't make shechionu when you build the sukkah, rather you make shechionu when you first fulfill the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah. Tanu Rabbanon, a related brisa, hayu lefon of mitzvahs harbe. If somebody had in front of him a number of mitzvahs, Rashi brings the example of lulav and sukkah. If you've got these two mitzvahs in front of you, tefillin and tzitzis, you've got these mitzvahs in front of you, what do you do? So the brisa says, oimer baruch hashekichonu b'mitzvos v'tzivonu al ha-mitzvos. You make a general bracha, that we praise Hashem, we thank Hashem for sanctifying us and for commanding us to do a number of mitzvahs, al ha-mitzvahs. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda says when you make a bracha, make a specific bracha on each and everything. Mevorich al kol achas v'achas b'fnei atzmo. You make a bracha for each one. Omer b'zeira v'yitemer of Chanina bar Papa, hilchasuk Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that you make a bracha on every single mitzvah on its own. V'omer b'zeira v'yitemer of Chanina bar Papa, my Talmud, Rabbi Yehuda, what would be the source of Rabbi Yehuda that even though theoretically one could make a generalized bracha, you make a single and specific bracha on each mitzvah independently? Dichsiv, it says in Apostle Kin Tehillim, Baruch Hashem Yoim Yoim. Every day where there's reason to praise Hashem for that day. We have different types of days in the years. We have weekdays, we have Shabbos, we have Rosh Chodesh, we have Yom Tov. And so the Gemara, so Rabbi Zeira said, or Rabbi Chanina bar Papa said, from the words Baruch Hashem Yoim Yoim, praise Hashem every day. V'chi b'yoim mevorchin u'b'laylo, ain mevorchin u'isay. V'chi b'yoim mevorchin u'isay u'b'laylo, ain mevorchin u'isay. What does it mean, Baruch Hashem Yoim Yoim, praise Hashem day by day? Well, only in the day, not in the night. What's the Yoim Yoim coming to impress on us? Elo bar loimar, the posuk's coming to tell us, loimar l'cha, b'chol yoim v'yoim, on every different type of day, ten loim en birchaisov. Give Hashem a bracha, so to speak. Praise Hashem each day for that day. On a weekday, for the weekday. On Rosh Chodesh, for Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos is Shabbos. Yom Tov is Yom Tov. We have a different bracha for each type of day. We have a different type of bracha. Nishmin Esjus, it's very, very clear. Hochanami, so in the same way, this is what Reb Zeira or Reb Chanina is saying, that in the same way as Baruch Hashem Yoim Yoim, for each different type of day, given a different type of bracha, so too, you should give a separate bracha for every mitzvah independently. B'chol dover v'dover, ten lui me'en birchoisov, give everything its own bracha. And now another statement by the same author, so to speak, Omer Abzeira Vitamer of Chanina Bar Papa, Boyore, come and see, Shaloi Kamidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Basav Adam. So to speak, the characteristics of Hashem, the way Hashem expresses himself, is different to the human ones. Midas Basav Adam, when it comes to normal, mortal, and physical characteristics, Kli Reikon, an empty vessel, Marzik, can contain, can hold, Mole, a full vessel, Eine Marzik, cannot hold anything. Aval Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but with Hashem's characteristics, it's very different. Mole, if you have a full vessel, Marzik, then it can hold even more. Reikon, but if it's empty, Eine Marzik, it cannot contain anything. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, and this is a Pasuk, V'hoyim Shemoya Tishma, B'koil Hashem Elikecha. If you're going to hear a double term, Shemoya Tishma, you're going to hear the voice of Hashem Elikecha, Lishma Ulasis is called Mitzvois of Hashanachim, Tzavachayim, Unasoncha Hashem Elikecha Elyoin Al Kol Goye Haaretz. That's a Pasuk in the Chumash. So what do we see? Why does it say Im Shemoya Tishma? What does that mean? It means as follows. Im Shamaya, only if you've heard and you've absorbed Torah, then Tishma. Then you'll merit being able to hear more Torah. If Im Lav, but if you have not contained, you've not heard and absorbed Torah, Lo Tishma, then later on you will not be able to absorb and to add any more Torah. Davar Achir, a different explanation to the double term Shamaya Tishma. Im Shamaya B'Yoshon, if you keep reviewing and revising what you've learnt in the past, Tishma B'Chodosh, only then you will constantly have new revelations and new and deeper understandings of Torah and of what you have learnt. V'im Yifne L'Vavcha, but if you turn your heart away from the Divrei Torah and you give up and you say, I've learned that, I don't need to revise it, I don't need to review it, Shuv Lo Tishma, for then after that, you will no longer be able to receive and to contain a deeper understanding of Torah. And the first explanation that we had here of Im Shomaya Tishma, Rashi says that it's talking about somebody who was particularly careful in his younger years to learn Torah, then when he gets older, he'll constantly be able to grow with Torah. But if somebody, when they're younger, they don't learn, then if it's not Im Lav, Loi Tishma. Continues the Gemara. Miyad Tinoikos V'chulu. We saw in the Mishnah that the final statement in the Mishnah was that miyat tinoikos, that from the hands of the young, of the children, shemtines lulavim, the adults would grab away the lulavim. It's referring to the esregim primarily. They would take away shemtines lulavim va'ichlin esregim on the last day of Sukkot after they've done the mitzvah of lulav. They would grab away the lulavim and eat their esregim. Says the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Esrog b'shvi osa. And this is now a discussion of muktzah. And Rabbi Yochanan says that on the seventh day, on Ishana Rabbah, the esrog is actually muktzah, the whole seventh day. B'shmini, however, on Shmini Atzeres, and in Eretz Yisrael, Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah is the same day, mutar, there the esrog is no longer muktzah. What would be the source for this? Because there's a concept called muktzah. Once something's been set aside and designated to be do a mitzvah with it, then it's set aside and it has halachas of muktzah, and you're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to consume it, and it has to just stay in its muktzah state until the time that it's been designated for is over. The question is, have you designated it just to do the mitzvah, and once the mitzvah's been done for the last time, it's now no longer designated, no longer set aside for that, and it's no longer muktzah? Or do we say no? If it was set aside for X amount of days, then to do the mitzvah, then all those days, it's muktzah until the end of the day. That's the question. So Rabbi Yochanan says that on Hoshana Rabbah, even after you've done the mitzvah of Esrog, it's also, you're not allowed to eat it, it's muktzah. B'shmini, it means you're allowed to touch it to do the mitzvah, but you're not allowed to eat it. B'shmini, the next day, on Shmini Atzeres, nobody takes the lulav. You don't take the lulav on Shmini Atzeres, and therefore it's not muktzah. It hasn't been set aside for the mitzvah of lulav for Shmini Atzeres. It's not muktzah. Mutter, you're allowed to eat it. Sukkah, Regarding sukkah, even though sukkah, you only sit in a sukkah for 7 days, but the actual sukkah, the walls of the sukkah are muktzah, you're not allowed to burn them for firewood or anything like that. Afilu b'shmini asura, even on shmini atzeres, you're not allowed to use the walls of the sukkah for anything. They have the status of muktzah as far as using it, consuming it, and taking it apart. Which is interesting, because lulav and sukkah are equally not applicable to shmini atzeres. We'll soon see what the reasonings are. Rish Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish argues with Rabbi Yochanan, and Rish Lakish says that Esreg afilu b'shvi nami mutar. Rish Lakish says that Esreg, in the same that the Esreg, even on the 7th day, even on Nishan Rabba, as soon as you're finished being Mekayim, the mitzvah of Esreg, it's no longer mukta. B'maika mifligi, what is the argument between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish whether an Esreg is mukta on Hoshan Rabba or not? Says the Gemara, Marasova lemitzvaso is katzoi. Rish Lakish says, and we'll soon see he's not the only one, but Rish Lakish says that it's only been set aside to do the mitzvah. Once the mitzvah has been done for the last time, it's no longer been set aside for that, and hence it's no longer mukta. Or Marasova, but Rabbi Yochanan holds, lekuli yoyme is katzoi. When you set something aside, it's set aside for the whole day. Since it's set aside for the whole day, the whole Hoshan Rabba, the Esrig, is mukta. Rish Lakish is asking a question now against Rabbi Yochanan. That you, Rabbi Yochanan, say that on Hoshan Rabba, the Esrog is mukta, you're not allowed to eat it. It says in the Mishnah, Miyat Tinoikas, Shem Tim Eslulavim, Vaichlan Esrogim, that the adults would take the lulavim, the Esrogim of the would grab the Esrogim and eat them on Hoshan Rabba. My love, can we not assume, Hu Adin Legdolim, that they would be grabbing even the adults? Esroigim and the adults have been set aside to do a proper mitzvah. Not like a child who's just got a chiyuv chinuch. It's a proper mitzvah to take the lulav all 7 days. So, and even then, they would eat the Esroigim. On Hoshan Rabba, we're talking about Miyad Tinoikas. On Hoshan Rabba, they would grab the Esroigim and they would eat them. So, and this is contrary to what Rabbi Yochanan said, that the Esrog is mukta, is not allowed to be eaten on Hoshan Rabba. Answers the Gemara, no. Tinoikas dafka. Now, when the Mishnah says that they would grab their esrogim from the children, it means only from the children, not from the adults. And since the children's mitzvah is not such a prominent mitzvah, it's only a chinuch, it's not mitzvah like the adults, and therefore the child's esrog is less mukta or is not mukta, and therefore once they've done their last time, their mitzvah of esrog, they are not mukta and you're allowed to eat them. That's one version. One version is that it was Rish Lakish asking against Rabbi Yochanan from the Mishnah and an answer. Ikedamra, others say, Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. It's actually Rabbi Yochanan asking Rish Lakish. You, Rish Lakish, say that one's allowed to eat the Esrogim after you've done the mitzvah with it on Hoshan Rabba. But did we not say in the Mishnah, Miyad Hatinoikas Shem Temes Lulavim Vaichlin Esrogim? Did it not say in the Mishnah that the adults would grab away the children's Esrogim, Tinoikas in Gedolim Loi? They would only grab and eat the esrogim of the children, not those of the adults. Can we not assume that the reason they didn't eat each other's esrogim on Hoshan Rabba is because it's osa? An adult's lulav, an adult's esrog is mukta on Hoshan Rabba. And this is a question against Rish Lakish, asks Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, Loi, Hu Adin Dafilu Gedolim. You cannot deduce from the Mishnah that the esrog of an adult is mukta after on Hoshan Rabba, after you've done the mitzvah with it. No, it could be that even the esrog of an adult is allowed to be eaten on Hoshan Rabba. So why did the Mishnah say that they would only take and eat the esrogim of the children? It's just more common to take away the esrogim of the children and to eat them. It was less common to grab an esrog from another adult. Continues the Gemara. Omer li Rav Papa la Abaya. Rav Papa said to Abaya, Le Rabbi Yochanan, Maishno Sukkah, Maishno Esrog. We saw before that Rabbi Yochanan said that on Shmini Atzeres, the lulav, the Esrog, is not mukta. However, the Sukkah is mukta called Shmini. Why? What would be the difference? Omer li. So Abaya said to Rav Papa, I'll explain Rabbi Yochanan to you. Sukkah dechazio lebein hashmoshes. Sukkah, because there's another halacha, besides for the halacha that when something is set aside to do a mitzvah, all the while that mitzvah is not being done, it's mukta. And then there's a question, are you setting it aside just till you've done the mitzvah or till the end of the day? There's another halacha in muktzah we're going to learn. And that is that anything which is muktzah for the entire duration of Bein HaShmoshes, twilight of the evening of Yom Tov, of Shabbos, of Bein HaShmoshes, it remains muktzah the entire day. And that's called migud iskatzoyi Bein HaShmoshes, iskatzoyi kule yoyma. Since, migu is since it's muktzah during Bein HaShmoshes, it's muktzah the whole day. So Rabbi Yochanan understood that sukkah, on the seventh day on Hoshana Rabbah, there's a mitzvah of sukkah till the end of the day, until Teis HaKichovim. Before Teis HaKichovim, there's a period of time which is Bein HaShmoshes. It's twilight. It's like not day, not night. It's a Sofik day, Sofik night, however you understand Bein HaShmoshes. But in that time, because it could be it's the seventh day, then the sukkah is muktzah, because you might want to eat in the sukkah. And if you wanted to eat in the sukkah in the moments before Teis HaKichovim on the end of Hoshana Rabbah, you'd have to be in the sukkah. And you'd have to keep the sukkah up for the mitzvah. So since it's Chazyo LeBein HaShmoshes, since it's possible that you'd need your sukkah during Bein HaShmoshes, Di Yisramele Sudasa, if you'd want to eat a meal, Boye Mesev Begavoy, you'd have to sit inside the sukkah. Or Meichal Bo Gavoy, and you'd have to eat inside the sukkah during Bein HaShmoshes at the end of Hoshana Rabbah. And therefore, Iskatzoy LeBein HaShmoshes. It's set aside for the entire Bein HaShmoshes for the mitzvah of sukkah, should you need the sukkah then. Or Migud Iskatzoy LeBein HaShmoshes, Iskatzoy LeKule Yoyma. Since it's set aside for the mitzvah of sukkah, for the entire Bein HaShmoshes at the end of Hoshana Rabbah, which is the Bein HaShmoshes going into Shmini Atzeres, then the whole Shmini Atzeres, it's muktzah. The whole eighth day, it's muktzah. However, Esrog, typically in Esrog, Esrog, you do the mitzvah once in the morning, Hoshana Rabbah morning, you took the Esrog. At that point, you no longer need the Esrog. So it's true that according to Rabbi Yochanan, it remains muktzah the whole day. But it only remains muktzah the whole day because it's the day that you did the mitzvah of lulav, of Esrog in the morning. But Bein HaShmoshes, there was no need to use this Esrog or lulav. And therefore, it's not considered muktzah because of the mitzvah directly during Bein HaShmoshes. Esrog deloy chozi le Bein HaShmoshes, there's no use for it Bein HaShmoshes. Lo yiskatzoy le Bein HaShmoshes, then during Bein HaShmoshes, even though it's still also because it's the end of the seventh day, but it's not set aside to do a mitzvah with it. And therefore, lo yiskatzoy le kule yeim b'deshri, it's not muktzah for the whole Shmini Atzeres, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan says that a lulav is on Shmini Atzeres, is not muktzah, even though sukkah is muktzah. V'levia. Now there's a third opinion. We saw that according to Rabbi Yochanan, lulav esrog is muktzah on Hoshana Rabbah even after you've used it. Rish Lakish says after you've used it, it's no longer muktzah. On Shmini Atzeres, both Rabbi Yochanan, both Rish Lakish say it's not muktzah. Levi is going to say that it's muktzah even on Shmini Atzeres. Levi Omer Esrog afilu b'Shmini Asur, it's muktzah even on Shmini Atzeres. Avuah de Shmuel, the father of Shmuel, is going to learn like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says it's only muktzah on Hoshana Rabbah, not on Shmini Atzeres. Omer Esrog b'Shvi Asur b'Shmini Mutar. And at some point he changed his mind. Come Avuah de Shmuel. Avuah de Shmuel changed his mind, b'shitasi de Levi, and he followed Levi that even on Shmini Atzeres he said it was muktzah. And come Reb Zeira maintained b'shitasi de Avuah de Shmuel, he followed what Avuah de Shmuel had said, which was what, like Rabbi Yochanan said, and that is that on Hoshana Rabbah it's muktzah even after you've done the mitzvah of lulav, but on Shmini Atzeres it's not muktzah. D'omer Reb Zeira said, esrig shenifsela, even an esrog that became pasul and can no longer be used for the mitzvah of lulav, which is similar to the status of an esrog after it's been used for the last time for the lulav, also la'ichlo kol shiva. Nonetheless, till the end of Hoshana Rabbah, it's osa because it was set aside for 7 days. But after shiva, for Shmini Atzeres, it's no longer muktzah. So we see that Reb Zeira followed the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Continues the Gemara, another statement from Abzera related to lulav. Lo likne inish hoshana liyinuka, a person should not give a lulav to a minor b'yom tovakama on the first day of Sukkos, because we know that on the first day of Sukkos, a lulav has to be yours, it has to be lochem, or lekachtem lochem b'yom rishin. And if you first give it to the child, and then you want to take it back from the child in order to do the mitzvah, our mitzvah of lulav, with that lulav that was given to the child, will have an issue with it. My tama, why? The Yanuka Miknakoni, the Chachomim said that a minor, a child, can actually make an acquisition, can acquire the lulav. He can be koine it. Aknuya loimakni, but he cannot transfer the ownership back to you. He doesn't have enough, because he's only a child, he doesn't have enough das, and the Kunta Alocha, he cannot do a legal transaction like that, and certainly not on a biblical level. And therefore, if you give it to the child first, and now it belongs to the child can't give it back to you. If he can't give it back to you, it won't be lochem, and you won't be yotze the mitzvah of lulav. And therefore, first be the yotze the mitzvah of lulav yourself on the first day, and then give it to the child. And after that, it doesn't matter, because on the second day and on, we don't need it to be lochem. Because if the child cannot give it back to you, v'shtakach, it will then transpire to konofik b'lulav she'enu sheloi, that you will be using a lulav which is not yours, which intrinsically belongs to the child, and a lulav which is not yours on the first day of Sukkos is not valid for the mitzvah. Another statement from Reb Zeira, v'omer Reb Zeira, loylema inishli yinuka, a person shouldn't say to a child, dehivnu l'chomidi, that he's going to give him something, a gift, a prize, whatever it might be, v'lo yoivle, and then not give it to him. Mishum da'osi le'gmurei shikra, you're teaching the child that it's okay to be not truthful. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, limdu l'shoinam dvar sheke, you're teaching their tongues to speak lies. Continues the Gemara, we just saw there was a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish whether the esrog on Hoshana Rabbah on the seventh day of Sukkot, after you've done the mitzvah, is it still muktzah or not? On Shmini Atzeres, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish both say that it's not muktzah. And in the same way as Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish argued, also some other chachomim argued in the same thing. De Itmar, hifrish shiva esroigim l'shiva yomim. If initially, from the start, you separated seven esroigim, one for each day of Sukkos. So Omar Rav, Rav says, kol achas v'achas, every day, each esrog, yoytzebo, you can be yoytze the mitzvah, v'oicheles, v'oichlor altan, as soon as you've done the mitzvah, you can eat the esrog. This reminds us very much of Reish Lakish, that says that on Hoshana Rabbah, in the event that you're using a single esrog the whole Sukkos, on Hoshana Rabbah, on the seventh day, when you're finished with the esrog for the last time, that it's not muktzah for the rest of the day, you can eat it straight away. Rabasi Omar, Rabasi says, kol achas v'achas, each esrog that was separated and set aside for a mitzvah for one particular day, yetzibot, you can use the esrog that day, v'oichlo l'mochor, but you can only eat it the next day. This reminds us of Rabbi Yechanon. Rabbi Yechanon said that it's muktzah for the entire day, it's huktzah l'yoyma. But my kamiflige, what they're arguing about? The same as we saw with the Yechanon and Reish Lakish. Marosov ala mitzvosis katzoi. Rav holds, like Reish Lakish, that the esrog was only set aside to do the mitzvah. Once the mitzvah has been done, it's not muktzah. Or Marosovar and Reb Asi, as with the Yechanon, holds, lekule yomis katzoi, is set aside for the entire day. Says the Gemara, va'anan, and us in Chutz La'aretz, where we have the Islam Trei Yoma, that we have 2 days of Shmini Atzeres, because the first day of Shmini Atzeres is a Sofik, maybe because we don't know exactly when Rosh Chodesh was, we don't know exactly the truth with certainty what day is which day of the month, so therefore the eighth day of Sukkos could be that it's really the seventh day, it's really Hoshana Rabbah, and therefore we have 2 days of Shmini Atzeres. So the Gemara says that in Chutz La'aretz, Heicha of Dinon, what do we do on this day of Shmini Atzeres? Because we saw before, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, they both say that on Shmini Atzeres, the esrog is not muktzah once you've done the mitzvah. It's only muktzah, or with machlokes only regarding Hoshana Rabbah, whether it's muktzah till you've done the mitzvah or on the whole day. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that on Hoshana Rabbah, the esrog is muktzah the whole day, not just till you've done the mitzvah for the last time, then what's he going to say in Chutz La'aretz, where Shmini Atzeres is a Sofik Shvi? Do we say that since it's a Sofik, it might be called Hoshana Rabbah in truth, and therefore the esrog should be muktzah that whole day, even though, according to Halacha, we don't take lulav on that Shmini Atzeres, even though it's a Sofik of Hoshana Rabbah, we don't take the lulav because taking lulav is a contradiction to the halachas of yontav of Shemini Atzeres, and therefore discussed in the Mefarshim and in the Poskim. So even though we don't actually take the lulav on Shemini Atzeres, even in Chutz Laaretz, nonetheless, it's a suffix. Maybe it's Hoshana Rabba and according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Esrog will be Mukta that whole day, or maybe not. Maybe only in Eretz Yisrael on Hoshana Rabba. There, Rabbi Yochanan says, you did the mitzvah of Esrog in the morning, it's Mukta the whole day, and therefore the whole Hoshana Rabba, it's Mukta. But Shemini Atzeres and Chutz Laaretz, which is just a suffix, Hoshana Rabba, over there, we don't say that it's Mukta the whole day. It's actually Machlekes, Abaya and Mareimer. Omar Abaya, Shmini Sofik Shvi, Shmini Atzeres, the first day of Shmini Atzeres, what's called Shmini Atzeres in Chutz Laaretz, which is a Sofik of Shvi. Also, Abaya says it's actually Mukta. Like Rabbi Yechanon says that Hoshana Rabba in Eretz Yisrael, the Esrog is Mukta, so too Shmini Atzeres in Chutz Laaretz, it's Mukta. Chi Sofik Shmini, however, the second day of Shmini Atzeres, what's known as Simchas Torah in Chutz Laaretz, there Mutter. There, since it's either the ninth day or the eighth day, but certainly not the seventh day, therefore, even according to Abaya, it's not Mukta. Mareima argued with Abaya and said, Afilu Shmini Sofik Shvi, even on the first day, on Shmini Atzeres, which is a Sofik Hoshana Rabba, Mutter, it's not Mukta. But Surah of the Kamareima, and Surah, the custom was like Mareima that it wasn't Mukta. And Rav Shisha Breder of Idi Ovid Kabaya, and Rav Shisha did like Abaya that it was Mukta on Shmini Atzeres of Chutz Laaretz, Vehilchase Kabaya, and Aloha is like Abaya. Continues the Gemara. Omer Rav Yehuda Brei de Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, Mishmei de Rav. It was said in the name of Rav that, and now we're finished with the concept of a Mukta, we're going back now to making the to doing what mitzvahs. We know that on Sukkot, there's a mitzvah to be in the Sukkah, and there's a mitzvah to shake lulav, and that's for 7 days of Sukkot. Shmini Atzeres, there's no lulav, and there's no Sukkah. In Eretz Yisrael, it's crystal clear. In Chutz Laaretz, we have a problem. We know that normally, every day, there's 2 days Yom Tov, because at one point in time, they didn't know what day was the month it was. At some point, we're going to learn in Maseches Beitza, it was just a minig aviseyam biyadeim. They continued the custom of as if it was a Sofik, but either way, in Chutz Laaretz there's 2 days. So you have 2 days of first day Yom Tov, and then there's 2 days of Shmini Atzeres. But really, Shmini Atzeres is the second day of Hoshana Rabba. So here we have an issue on Shmini Atzeres. On the one hand, it's Shmini Atzeres, it's Yom Tov. Shmini Atzeres, there's no Lulav and there's no Sukkah. But it might be Hoshana Rabba, and then there's also Lulav, also Sukkah. So what do we do on the eighth day on Hoshana, on Shmini Atzeres, in Chutz Laaretz? Omer Rav Yehuda Mishmei de Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei de Rav. Shmini Sofik Shvi, on the first day called Shmini Atzeres in Chutz Laaretz, which is a Sofik 8th day, Sofik 7th day, then it's we view that day as Shvi L'Sukkah. As far as Sukkah is concerned, it has halachas of Hoshana Rabba, even though it's Shmini Atzeres, it has halachas of Hoshana Rabba, and we're going to soon see whether that means that you just sit in the sukkah, or does it mean that you even make a bracha of leishiv basukkah? That's going to be a discussion. And ushmini lebracha. However, regarding the bracha, which means regarding saying in tefillah and in birchas hamazon and in kiddush, to say that it's yom shmini chag atzeres hazeh, do we mention shmini atzeres or do we mention sukkahs? There, Rav says that it's Shmini Lebracha. As far as the additions in these brachas, it's Shmini Atzeres. You mentioned it as independently of Yom Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh. Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Rabbi Yechanan argued with Rav, and he said, Shmini Lezeh Olezeh. I agree with you, Rav, that as far as the additions in the Tfilah and Birchas HaMozin and Kiddush, we mentioned Shmini Atzeres. But as far as Sukkah is concerned, it doesn't have the status of the seventh day of Hoshana Rabba. It has the status of Shmini Atzeres. And we'll soon see, does that mean that you just don't make a brocha on sitting in the Sukkah? Or does it mean you don't even sit in the Sukkah? So the Gemara is now going to explain. There's going to be two versions here in the Gemara. Mesav kule alma lo pligi di Yosfinon. The first version of the Gemara is that Rav and Rabbi Yechonon both agree that you have to sit in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres because it's a sofik Hoshana Rabba, and you have to sit in the sukkah. It's a mitzvah in the Torah. If it's a Hoshana Rabba, mitzvah in the Torah to sit in the sukkah, it's a sofik, it's a doubt, you have to sit in the sukkah. The whole machlekas, if regarding sukkah, it's considered shvi'i, as Rav said, or Shmini, as Rabbi Yechonon said, was only regarding the bracha. Ki pligi lebrucha. They're only arguing regarding the bracha of leishiv basukah. Lemando amashvi, according to Rav, who said that the first day of called Shmini Atzeres in Chutz Laaretz, he says that it's considered like a Hoshana Rabba, it's considered like shvi lesukah regarding sukah. Brucha nami mevarchinon. Rav holds you even make a bracha of leishiv basukah. Lemando ama, however, according to Rabbi Yechonon, who says Shmini lezeh or lezeh, that even regarding sukah, it's considered Shmini, and we said before that everybody agrees you actually have to sit in the sukkah. So what does it mean it's regarded as Shmini for sukkah? It means brucha lo mevarchinon, that you don't make a bracha, you have to sit in the sukkah. Sofik min ha-Torah. Making a bracha, don't make a bracha misofik, and that is what Rabbi Yechonon holds. Omer Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Nekoit to Rabbi Yechonon biyodcha. You should hold in your hands that follow, assume the halacha to be like Rabbi Yechonon. To Rav Huna bar Bizna, v'chol gadoi le'ador, iklu b'sukkah b'shmini, sofik shvi. There was Rav Huna and all the gadoi le'ador, they were in Chutz Laaretz on the first day on Shmini Atzeres, the first day of the Shmini Atzeres, what's called in Chutz Laaretz Shmini Atzeres, and Mesav Avi Yosvi. They sat in the sukkah, brucha loim barichi. They didn't make a bracha. So you see, they followed Rabbi Yechonon. Asks the Gemara, maybe they didn't follow Rabbi Yechonon. Maybe they followed Rav, that who says it's shvi, that says that you should make a bracha. But maybe he holds that dilma sviralu kamanda omar kivun shabirich yaim rishain shuveinim avorich. Maybe they hold that it's true that if you came to the sukkah for the first time on Shmini Atzeres, you would have to make a bracha of leishiv basukah. Maybe they held of the opinion that we saw earlier on in the Perek, that if you make a bracha on the first day of Sukkahs, you no longer have to make a bracha on for all the next days, all the further days of Sukkahs. It's one long mitzvah. We saw this before at the bottom of Daf Memhei Omid Beis. That there we saw that according to Shmuel, Sukkah is Yom Echad, you only make a bracha on the first day. Shuveinim Mevorich. So then you don't have proof that they follow Rabbi Yechonon, that because it's Sofik Shvi, Sofik Shmini, that's why you don't make a bracha. No, maybe they hold like Rav that you would make a bracha, just if you've made a bracha any time till then, you don't make the bracha again. Says the Gemara Gemiri, no. We have a Rav Yosef, he had a tradition from his Rebbes, from his father, he had a tradition, Deme Ofer Osu, they came from the meadow, and they were engaged the whole Sukkos until Shmini Atzeres, they were in the fields, in the meadows with their animals, they were watching the grazing animals, and they hadn't been in the sukkah, the whole sukkahs, in which case, even according to what we saw before, according to Shmuel before, that says that you only make a bracha of sukkah, yom echad, then even according to him, you would make a bracha on the last day, according to Rav, since they didn't make a bracha, it must be the hold of Rabbi Yechonon. That's what Rabbi Yosef says. Rule like Rabbi Yechonon, that on Shmini Atzeres and Chutz Laaretz, you don't make a bracha on Sukkah. That's one version of understanding the Machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yechonon. Ikud Amra, another version is that Brucha Kule Alma Lepligi Dilei Mevarchinon. They're not arguing whether you make a bracha of Leishiv Basukkah on Shmini Atzeres and Chutz Laaretz. Of course, you don't make a bracha. It's a sofik. Kipligi, what they're actually arguing about is lemesav, do you actually have to sit in the sukkah? Lemando amar shiva, according to Rav, who says that regarding sukkah, Shmini Atzeres of Chutz Laaretz has the halacha of Hoshana Rabba of the seventh day, for sukkah, mesav yasvinon, you have to sit in the sukkah, don't make a bracha, but at least sit in the sukkah. Lemando amar shmini, according to Rabbi Yechonon, who said that regarding sukkah, it has the status of shmini, lezeh lezeh, not only for adding in the brachas, Yom Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh, but even regarding sukkah, Mesav Nami Lo Yosvinon. Rabbi Yechonon will hold, you don't even sit in the sukkah at all on the Shmini Atzeres in Chutz Laaretz. Omer Rav Yosef. And according to this version again, Rav Yosef says, Nekoit Rabbi Yechonon Biyadcha. You should follow Rabbi Yechonon that you don't even sit in the sukkah on the eighth day on Shmini Atzeres in Chutz Laaretz. Demorah Deshmaitza Mani, who quoted, who did we quote before that said in the name of Rav that on Shmini Atzeres is considered Sheva, and therefore you do sit in the Sukkah. Who was that? Rav Yehuda Breidler of Shmuel Bar Shilas, that we saw at the bottom of Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. Ubishmini Sofik Shvi Lebar Mesukah Yosef. And he himself, when it came to Chutz, he was in Chutz Laretz on Shmini Atzeres, and he himself ate outside the Sukkah. Because even though he said in the name of Rav that regarding Sukkah, it's got the status of Shvi and you should sit in the Sukkah, he himself didn't follow that opinion and he was outside the Sukkah. And therefore, Rav Yosef says, follow Rav Yochanan, that there's no requirement even to sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres in Chutz Laretz. V'hilchas halacha is Mesav Yosvinon, that you do sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres in Chutz Laretz. Bruch Elohim Uvarchinon, however, you don't make the bracha of Leishev Basukkah. And it's important to point out, and Tosfos discusses that here, that this whole discussion is only regarding Sukkah. Because Sukkah is not intrinsically a contradiction to Shmini Atzeres. Very often a person would go out to get some fresh air and eat inside a Sukkah. But with Lulav, the Chachomim didn't say, according to all opinions, nobody says you actually take the Lulav, shake the Lulav on Shmini Atzeres and Chutz Laretz, because taking the Lulav is clearly a weekday type of activity. And if you would be doing that on a day that we're practicing Shmini Atzeres on it, it's a contradiction to Yom Tov. As far as Yom Tov is concerned, it's Muktzah. And therefore, the Chachomim said, definitely don't take lulav. There's just a discussion whether you sit in the sukkah. And as we see, the halacha is you sit in the sukkah, even though you don't make a bracha. And Yemirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.